Joining us now is the head coach of the Monroe City Panthers, David Kirby, finding out Saturday night of the passing of his assistant coach, Jamar White. Coach, just tell us what Jamar was, how he was as a man and how he was as a coach for your team.
Jamar was just a great man. He was a family man first. I mean, loved his family, loved his wife, loved his kids, a great dad. And he carried that same love for anybody that was close to him. You know, he you're going to hear 100 different stories, and, you know, we all talk about it. His big thing was everybody was family to him. And he just, you know, once you were a part of his circle, you know, you were in it for life, and he was welcoming, and he just truly loved being around people, and he loved seeing the best in people. You know, that's just the kind of man he was.
I think we saw from a lot of people, Monroe City student athletes, former students, people he knows on social media, just commenting on how he touched their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no one that ever had contact with him that wasn't made a little bit better by him being in their life. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in the last few hours, and it's all the same story, just how special he was to them and what he meant to their life, and it's no different. I mean, that's the man he was. You know, he touched a lot of people's lives, and he's just tough.
Coach, I know it's a tough time for you and the program. Coming off a game Friday night, you must have had a conversation with him after the game.
He was, after the game, we got home, he was just pumped and excited about this week's game coming up, and you know, that was his deal. He never, he was always positive, you know, with everything that he did. And, you know, win, lose, or draw, he was trying to find a way to make kids better and make their experiences better. And that's the man he was he cared about other people, and he wanted them to have great experiences. And, you know, he's just a loving man.
What do you say to your athletes at this point? How do you get them to go through the grieving process, knowing that there's still games to be played too somewhere down the road?
I don't know yet. We're gonna come together and we're gonna be there for each other. We're definitely gonna honor Jamar. The best we can, and you know, make sure that we do what's right by him, and try to just make sure that we continue that positive style that he had of making an impact on the kids and the community, and doing our best to, you know, to uplift people the way he did. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Coach, I know this is a difficult time, so I don't want to prolong this anymore. Any final thoughts that you want to let our listeners know about Jamar before I let you go?
Just a... just that we loved him. We love him and how he loved him. We just, that's the part about it, is that, you know, he truly was a guy that loved people and loved this community. And, you know, he was all Monroe City. He supported this community, he supported this area, and he wanted to see all the kids here have this great experience, and he tried his best every day to make sure that that kids are motivated, and he's just a great man. And my heart breaks for his, for his family and for everyone that was close to him, because there are just certain people in the world who are special, and we just lost one in heaven, just gained a great angel.
David Kirby, head coach at Monroe City, has been our guest. We thank you for your time, Coach, and our best to everybody at Monroe City.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back with more in a moment.